Also, this month comes a story from a recently published research paper in the academic journal Current Anthropology, and that's by Birmingham University archaeologist Geoffrey Rose. In it, he discusses recent discoveries from the Arabo-Persian Gulf region and puts forward a theory that could send underwater archaeologists into a spin. Prior to being inundated by the waters of the Indian Ocean sometime around 8,000 years ago, Dr. Rose believes that the now submerged Gulf Oasis could yield evidence for some of the earliest human populations to leave Africa.
So this could be an underwater archaeologist's paradise.
Absolutely. It's important to stress, however, that this paper is still only a model, but Dr. Rose does put forward a very strong case for the region being an important zone of human habitation during the late Pleistocene and the early Holocene from about 100,000 to 8,000 years ago. If this is the case, and archaeologists can indeed find evidence of submerged prehistoric sites, then it could radically change our view of early human migration patterns out of Africa and into the Near East.
Now, just one second, Diana. Can you give us some background to this research? You mentioned the term Gulf Oasis. What does that actually mean?
Well, the area around the Arabo-Persian Gulf is home to some of the oldest civilizations in the world. In recent years, archaeologists have discovered 60 new sites on the coastal margins of the Gulf that date to around 7,500 years ago. Sites with well-built stone buildings, domesticated animals, elaborately decorated pottery, and evidence for long-distance trade. And these sites all conspicuously appear on the coastal margins of the Gulf, i.e. along the coasts of modern-day Iran and the Arabian Peninsula, at the time when waters of the Indian Ocean were steadily rising and inundating the region.
Why is that significant?
Well, paleoenvironmental data on sea level rise shows that the region was above sea level for at least 75,000 years prior to marine inundation around 8,000 years ago. So this area would have been a rich and fertile land supplied by fresh water from the Tigris, Euphrates, Karun and Wadi Batan rivers. And during the driest conditions, it would have covered an area roughly the size of Great Britain. So Dr. Rose refers to this area as a sanctuary throughout the Ice Ages when much of the surrounding region was rendered uninhabitable due to hyperaridity, hence the term Gulf Oasis.
So what is next for this study?
Well, conducting any kind of underwater archaeological prospection is expensive and time-consuming, and it's a bit like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But a greater emphasis is now on submerged landscape research in prehistory, so the Arabo-Persian Gulf would be the ideal place to start.